even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie Alaive Campbell. And Vibe is an acronym for Vision, Intention, Belief and Expectation. And it's also short for the word vibration. So what is your vibration saying right now? Focus on what you want because your thoughts are a vibration. And I want you to attract in things, circumstances and experiences that are complementary to the energy that you're projecting out. Now today's show is about me. I want to share my story, and through me telling my story, you learn about yourself. And I'm going to tell it in story form because we like stories, don't we? So once upon a time, in a land far away, lay a sleeping princess who dreamt of awakening to the kiss of a handsome prince. So sick of kissing toads, she realized life doesn't quite fit the fluff of fairy tales. But admittedly, there are some similarities. As in my lifetime, I've kissed a toad or two. However, now my energy, my attitude, my altitude has changed. I've attracted a special prince that treats me in a quality way from a pool of great guys that sought my attention, and all seemingly effortlessly. But it wasn't always so. It wasn't always that way. I struggled for years to find myself worthy of love, attracting guys who used me, abused me, then disappeared on me, giving far too much than I received, striving to meet their needs and not my own. Maybe you can relate to this, breaking my heart over and over again. Yet within myself, there was a voice that said, Valerie, you can do better. You've got to stop wasting time and lipstick on frogs. You need to do better. I had witnessed women who attracted men who treated them like queens, like royalty, and I wanted to know what makes them different. What's their secret? And so, as if in answer to this question, the universe ushered me in the direction of the answer. I'd had an abusive past, so I found myself attending counseling and slowly began to build a better relationship with myself. And it's in the counseling that I discovered that even though I was lost, I hadn't lost my value. And I delved into the world of spirituality and self-help even further and began reading tons of books to further continue the renewing of my mind, particularly on the law of attraction. Then one day, something truly pivotal happened. It felt as if the universe spewed me into another world, as if it spat me into another world, onto another planet, Mars. Now, for anyone that's read Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, you'll understand. You see, I landed a job in environmental services. I was on a planet of men. My role was to manage 120 all-male team. I was the only female manager, the only female black manager at that, and this would serve as my school for the next 10 years in men management. And so I would raise my hand in my unsuspecting classroom and I would ask questions. You see, I wasn't just their manager, they became my big brothers, my confidant, and I theirs. And throughout the years, my love life tests, quote unquote, got easier as my teachers taught me well. In fact, I remember one guy named Michael said, "Valerie, I'd be banned from the round table for sharing this," as he broke down man code so that I could better be prepared for my interactions with men. And these codes were secrets to a lot of women. In fact, they revealed the 10 biggest mistakes women make that turn them off. And I revealed that in my book, She's Got That Vibe, which is available on Amazon. So you can go and check that out. Because I learned that the women that they appreciated weren't always nice. These women had a certain kind of energy about them, a je ne sais quoi. And I called it the secret vibe. And I began to understand the power of my feminine energy, my feminine vibe, my feminine essence. And so I switch up to compel my male staff to do extra work, to bring out the best in them that my male counterparts couldn't do. And I would naturally pass on my discoveries and my learnings to my girlfriends. And as they implemented, they too would have guys respond to them in a quality way. My friends were loving it at the time, and they were referring to me as the vibes lady. These days, it's just Lady V. That's how the nickname stuck. And we would go out to events, and they'd observe the behavior of women whilst on their dates, and then they would lean over to me and say, "Do you think she's got that vibe?" It became a talking point, word got around, and soon I began to be an advice line to women needing dating and courtship advice. One day, a friend said to me, "Valerie, we need a manual on this." Now, the thing is, I thought I had the secret vibe sussed. I was dating, I would say, somewhat effectively, until I met Anthony. You know, I took my time to get to know him. I wanted us to form an emotional connection. By then, I'd read the most prominent books on relationships. And we didn't become intimate until 9 months later. However, what I did do at the time, is I broke my own boundaries and I let him in. I lost my crown, and he began to treat me in a low value way. I've got an amazing video, if you go to thesecretvibe.com, that demonstrates to you how to not lose your crown. Anyway, back to my story. So almost 2 years in, he broke up with me, offering me just a friends with benefit relationship. You know, the word also, aka sexual relationship. Like, how low had I become? And I was devastated. I was so heartbroken, I felt like I would break. Literally, as one day, I literally crumpled in a heap on the bathroom floor, curled in a ball of pain, so bad that to stifle my cries, that literally racked my body, I had to press a towel in my mouth so my daughter, who was downstairs, couldn't hear me. You see, I thought I knew how to handle guys until I met the one that I really liked. And it was through the weight of this pain that I wrote the manual, the book, She's Got That Vibe, that my friend had asked me to. And it was a really cathartic experience for me. And in my recovery from that experience, my inner light reminded me that I could never attract more than how I authentically felt about myself. That there was no such thing as Mr. Right and Mr. Wrong, that there was only me and my reflection of me. I could never attract more than how I feel about myself. You can never attract more than how you feel about yourself. So what changed? Well, I realized that I was the cause of wrecking my chances of effortlessly attracting a meaningful relationship. And so I began to change me deep down at a really authentic level. I began to respect my boundaries. And I put me first. I put into practice, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And now I possess, and I'm proud to say I project that secret vibe that I coveted in those women, those queens, so long ago, so many years prior. And now I too am loved for who I authentically am. And I want other women to attain that secret vibe too. So now, as a coach, I share the knowledge that I accumulated with single, smart, savvy, ambitious women, and I shortcut the process for them. Because we haven't got time to waste. And I do that through my unique vibes formula. And that enables them to step up and to take responsibility for breaking the pattern of sabotaging their love life. And essentially stop them from wasting time to try and figure it all out on their own. And so I'm a coach. I call myself a dating energy coach because it's all about your energy. It's all about how you feel about yourself. And so every day I am at the forefront of hearing all the latest and the most common ways that women mess up when it comes to courtship and dating. Now, before you accuse me of blaming women for all the breakups, I have a top 10 list of ways that men have told me that women sabotage relationships. And that's what I want to share with you. I want to share with you some of those differences, those ways in which women actually do that. So number one, you don't own your value. As mentioned, I didn't realize how valuable I was. Even though I was lost, I hadn't lost my value. And when you recognize that, you begin to own your value. Now, as you know, I'm a Christian, so I found my value in spirituality. Looking at my identity through the eyes of how God actually sees me. And it's important to own your value because if you don't know it, that will take you down an illusionary path. This might be one of the most common areas where I work with my female clients. So if you're a woman that chases after the naughty boys who treat you poorly and only find yourself even wanting more of them, or if you're attracted to ghosters, or if you're attracted to all the unavailable guys, or you're afraid to ask for what you want, or you put up with nonsense expecting that one day it will magically change, then I'm the girl for you. I'm the coach for you. Because you need to empower yourself. Welcome to the club. You're not the odd one out. You are far from alone. You, my dear, do not know your own value. The truth is that there are only two fears in the human condition. One is that you're not enough. And the other one is that you won't be loved. So let me be really clear with this. Having that viewpoint or that feeling or that belief, they're all intermingled. This will keep you single until it changes. And ironically, the thing that will keep you stuck here for years or even decades is that no man can really respect a woman who will allow him to treat her shabbily. So this is really a self-inflicted wound. And I'm sorry, actually, no, I'm not sorry for being so blunt, but the truth will set you free. You know, I've coached women who are defensive at first when I tell them that. Even angry, but it's the truth. But I care enough to tell you the truth, even if it hurts. Because I want you to have the love that you truly deserve. So what is there apart from a woman not owning her own value? Well, number two is, and this is really a big culprit, is that you stay in your masculine energy. You see, many of my clients are highly successful women, and they're well known and they're well respected in their communities. They're doctors, lawyers, barristers, executives, entrepreneurs, CEOs, but they can't attract or keep a man. And ironically, their success is oftentimes a result of the fact that deep inside, these women have huge doubts about their self-value. Can you see the pattern here? And in fact, it's actually their overcompensation that often leads to their success, you know, the masculine energy, which I always talk about, which is doing energy, making things happen, meeting those targets, taking control. But the problem only gets dramatically worse if they're divorced or if they're single parents, okay? Like I was, I'm an empty nester now. Because in order to be the sole provider and the protector, like I was, their entire day is spent living in masculine energy. Do, 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 do. Now, while that may be effective in taking care of, you know, the household, the bills, it's nearly impossible to transition out of that and re-embrace your feminine energy again, especially if you don't know that you're even doing it. And the fact is, if you can do it all by yourself, a man will look at you and see no role for himself. I mean, where is he going to fit in? Where is his masculine energy going to fit in if you're doing it all by yourself? Unless, of course, he's one of them weak-assed, oh, I won't say the word. He's a, or he's looking for a sugar mama. You know, and I definitely don't recommend that. Because again, that would feed into, you know, point number one, you're not owning your value. So what's the third one? Well, I would say you don't understand men. I had to go to environmental services to truly understand men. I've worked there for 10 years. And women who understand men work and appreciate them for their masculinity, for the gifts that they provide. Okay? But those same women have a way of kissing frogs and turning them into princes. The women who understand how men work and who appreciate them for their masculinity and their gifts that they bring, in allowing them to become more feminine, to feel their femininity. Likewise, women who are jaded, frustrated, or have been burned so many times, they can kiss a good man and turn him into a frog if they know how. The fact is, women are far more complex and men are simple creatures who are actually pre-wired to want to serve us if you know how to inspire them. Okay? Think again, the eggs and the sperm. The sperm chases the egg. It wants to serve. It wants to penetrate the egg's world, to be of use, to be needed. So I can teach you how to make a man crazy about you and then condition his behavior to treat you like his queen. And that's not about manipulation. That's just about you sitting in your queen feminine energy. Again, go and look at the video, thesecretvibe.com. And that's assuming you want to do what it takes to be his queen. And you can either do it the slow approach and try and figure it out and waste time, or you can visit thesecretvibe.com. And you know what? For even a quicker way, you can contact me at valerieacampbell.com/contact. Because I offer an initial free vibes check consultation. Now let's look at number four. You try to change him, or you don't accept him as he is. Look, there is nothing that turns off a man, like meeting a woman he's trying to impress and then having her try to turn him into her latest pet project that she's going to fix. I liken it to a woman going to a pet store to buy a dog. You buy a cat, you take it home and you expect it to bark like a dog. And the way that you do that is in like criticizing the way he dresses or insulting him, you know, maybe on his table etiquette or the way he speaks or maybe the way that he cuts his beard or maybe his biceps, you don't quite like it, but yet you found him that way, ridiculing his appearance or grooming habits. Women have a way of doing that because they tend to be, you know, by nature, nurturers or caretakers. But it doesn't usually end well for either party. And it just doesn't feel good. So at best, unsolicited advice, unwelcome suggestions are usually unwelcome. So at worst, they're hurtful and they're emasculating. People want to be seen, heard and appreciated for who they are. If you feel the need to change him with your complaints and ridicule him and tease him, or the worst is sarcasm or the unrequested helpful hints. Let me ask you a question. How would you like it if that was done to you? Need I say more? And so let's jump into appreciation. Let's call that number 5. You don't really appreciate what a man does for you. You see, on the other extreme of women not knowing their value are the self-centered women who seemingly believe that they are owed something. You know, that they're entitled princesses. They don't appreciate that a man has chosen to invest his time and effort on her. Now, you may or may not be surprised by the amount of women who stay in relationships with guys, or even more than one guy, for gifts and prizes. Let's keep it real here. It's not unheard of for women to accept free dinners or the most expensive thing on the menu and then disappear or be busy when a man tries to ask them out again. That's called using it, because you can't even give that to yourself. So if you think that the term gold digger sounds bad, think about how it feels to be on the receiving end of that kind of behavior. You have to be authentic. Yes? Every woman has to have her boundaries and her standards and high standards so that a man will rise to those standards. And I'm not talking about those men who use the gold digger terminology because they don't want to rise to those standards. I'm talking about quality men out there. And you've got women who want to treat them in a demeaning way and not show appreciation. You see, ladies, you're not the only one who can develop trust issues. If you've treated a man like this way before or are treating a man like this, just know that some of your dating struggles is actually law of attraction at work. You know, you're sending out that vibration and you're going to get an experience back that's reflected to that. So remember, you attract who you are, not what you want. So taking advantage of others for your own gain is selfish and it's highly unattractive and it's not representing a quality sister. So let's look at, are you sharing your femininity? The gifts that a feminine woman provides. You see, the gift of the masculine sex is his ability to provide and protect. And a man takes great pride in this. And he'll oftentimes even willingly risk his health or life in order to do that effectively. In fact, men who seem you know, like they've lost their purpose, they can spiral into depression or become anxious because they don't feel needed. Because those things are hardwired into masculine energy. So you may ask, well, what is the gift of the feminine sex? Well, the essence of femininity, of that vibe, it's the innate desire to nurture, to caretake or look after your man and your family. It's a natural give and take. It's about their giving, your receiving, your nurturing. You see, there's a flow, and you need to figure out what you authentically bring to the table, and then you'll attract what's complementary to that. Note the word I said, authentic, so that you can be more of your authentic self, because you want to attract an authentic man. And what of the drama queens? Let's call that number 7. As mentioned, men are relatively simple creatures who navigate the world through logic. It just doesn't make sense to be worked up constantly, caught up in a drama. They love to prove their value by solving problems and making things easy. They tend to be laid back when they're not working. And don't get me wrong, you've got some men out there that are drama queens, okay? So don't be clapping on me, Valerie. You've got men that do that as well. But I'm talking to the sisters here. But masculine energy will tire of the drama that arises when femininity gets caught up in emotion and upset. It's a turn off. And so let's talk about respect. Respect equates to love. To a quality man. Respect is love. If a man is going to consider a future with you, he has got to believe that you respect him and have his back while he has yours. He's the lion and you're the lioness. And inside every little boy is a desire to grow up and be a hero, and a good man who feels connected to you, emotionally connected, will give you his hero. His hero personality. In fact, he might even put his life down to protect you. It's that deep. So respect him. Show respect. And when you show respect, you're showing him that you trust him to do the right thing, to be the man for you. Men also tend to strongly resonate with the concept of honor, which is the background of the military code when we think about soldiers. A good man has high standards, and you'll have to as well if you're going to keep a quality man. Now, in my book, I mention the delusional relationship. Now, this may be one of the biggest mistakes women make over and over again. After one day or one kiss or even one intimate encounter, women often seem to think that they're now magically in a relationship. The truth is, men have a primitive drive and a preference for freedom, which is actually hardwired into their psyche. And when you think about it, when you grab someone quickly, they instinctively want to pull away because it's too much. Now, saying that, I'm not saying that men don't have interest in monogamy. That's not exactly true. Masculine energy will absolutely commit to the woman that is right for them and voluntarily give up their freedom, but only if they're convinced that you offer something that's going to enhance their life, that they actually feel better with you in their life than their single status. So timing is everything. Allow the relationship, the dating process, to develop organically. Let a man pursue you and never try to take his freedom. Take his freedom. It can only be surrendered voluntarily. And I've got time for one more, I think. Have you inspired him to see a future with you? Look, here's the truth. Dating is a competitive environment, and every one of us, men and women, we want a partner that makes us feel like we've definitely got the better part of the deal, right? And it's ideal when both partners have a strong appreciation and gratitude for one another, that they both feel blessed and that they've attracted the other. And it's about attracting someone who just resonates with you authentically. So believe it or not, it's not actually rare to attract this if you know how to get that vibe. And when you get that vibe, trust me when I tell you, quality men will oversubscribe. You will have a choice. Think about it again, eggs and sperm. You have multiple sperm chasing the egg. Look, I help clients to dramatically increase their chances of attracting high quality men. Men who treat them in a high quality way. Now, if any of these pointers resonated with you, then you know where I'm at. Look, keeping a man, I'm just going to say this before I end. Often you're looking for a man to complete you. When that's not actually his job, it's your job. And if you can't keep company with yourself, how do you expect to keep company with a man? Those women who invest in themselves and do the deep personal work to heal their wounds understand how to beautifully connect with another human being. And self-development has a huge advantage when it comes to attracting and keeping all the love you deserve, not just from yourself, but also from others, including a romantic partner. And like everything in life, it all comes...
Lashani Radio App.
Lashani Radio App.
The house guest that just won't leave. Download it free.
Free.
In the App Store. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.